nice to meet you. So I think you enjoyed the dinner. Nice to meet you. My name is Alex. I came from Kyiv, and today we will speak about about using universal Windows platform bridges. So let me briefly introduce myself. So currently I'm the CIO of Devrain Solutions. It's a software company from Ukraine. Currently I'm the MVP of Windows platform development and Microsoft regional director. Also, I PhD in computer science, working with some machine learning, data mining algorithms, but today I will not speak about this. Today we will speak about universal Windows platform. So all the Windows developers waiting for this for a long time, and it started with the Windows Phone 7 .x, and we are waiting for some universal applications that came in Windows Phone 8.1. And nowadays, Microsoft announced that Windows 10 can support the universal Windows platform. It's a range of devices, something like the IoT, the Raspberry Pi. It's a mobile devices, PC, HoloLens, Xbox One, Surface Hub, and additional devices that might be appear in the future. So all these devices are connected within one platform. Of course, it's not as simple as it presents, but we're still waiting for some Windows 10 builds for several devices, and I hope that in build we will hear about these builds. Nowadays, developers can choose between different technologies and instruments for developing their applications that might be working on Windows 10 platform. So if you are a native Windows developer, you can use the universal Windows 8 possibilities and write your code in C#, C++, or JavaScript. Of course, you can start with a new project and target your project to Windows 10 and use some universal possibilities. And you can use the project Centennial that can connect and port your Windows 32 applications to the Windows 10 platform. About this project, we will speak further. If you are a web developer, you also have a few options how to bring your code to the Windows 10 platform. So first one is the Microsoft Edge HTML engine that was introduced in Windows 10. It's a totally new engine that replaces the Internet Explorer that has no compatibility with previous versions of Windows. But that allows you to make rich applications, that allows you to make to use in new features of HTML5, JavaScript, and rich internet. Also, you have a Cordova tooling. It's a set of JavaScript, CSS libraries and instruments that you can use for creating mobile applications. It will be working on different platforms, on iOS, Android, Windows Phone, but formally it's a web application that's hosted inside the web browser. Of course, which is the bridge, it's a hosted web apps. If you have a website, you can simply convert it to the universal Windows platform applications and sell your site in the Windows Store. Also, if you're working with another technologies, as Android and iOS, there are two bridges. It's a project Astoria, which is bridge for Android developers, and it's a project Islandwood that is a bridge for iOS developers. We will speak about this later. And we have also two great instruments that I used by from the first side is Unity developers, it's a game developers, and they use Unity as a primary instrument, and a lot of applications, game applications, are done with this tool. It also supports C++, C#, and it charges to 15 platforms, including iOS, Android, Windows Phone, etc. So a lot of guys use this tool, and it might be considered for your next project. And of course, it's Xamarin. It's a cross-platform tool that allows you to write iOS, Android applications on C#. Yes, it's a good news. Everybody heard about it. Xamarin became a Microsoft. It was acquired by Microsoft, I think, 2 weeks ago. I think it's a great news because a lot of projects started with Xamarin. We have a strong, we see the strong interest to Xamarin, and I hope that this instrument will help developers to provide a cross-platform applications on different platforms. So I think everybody understands that today we have two great platforms that are commonly used. It's iOS, Android, and Windows Phone is smaller comparing to these platforms. So Microsoft start thinking about how to allow these developers, how to allow all the code that was written in iOS, Android, how to move it to Windows 10. So might some there was a different options of how to do it. Maybe some documentation about porting, about mapping tools, about promotion, etc., etc. Xamarin is also a great tool, but not maybe for porting, but maybe to start to the new projects. So Microsoft last year introduced the bridges. So some tools and some approaches allows to bring iOS, Android, web, and classic apps to the new universal Windows platform. So let's see what are the bridges. So first of all, it's a project Astoria, which is a bridge for Android. The second one is a project Islandwood, which is the Windows bridge for iOS. Windows bridge for classic Windows apps called Project Centennial. Project Westminster is a Windows bridge for web. And if you want to move your Silverlight Windows Phone applications to Windows platform, so you should use a bridge for Silverlight apps with help of MobileizeNet. So now we will look deeply into all these bridges. First of all, let's look at Project Astoria, which is bridge for Android. The main idea is to get apps built in Android be ported to Windows platform, and programmers can do it without using any Windows ecosystem. I mean Windows and Microsoft tools. So so programmers can develop in their IDE, Eclipse, on Mac, on Linux, on Windows, whatever. And the main idea was to convert Android code to be ready for publishing in the Windows Store. So UI is mapped to corresponding Windows UI, and the Google APIs, so it's ads, analytics, in-app purchases, notifications, should be replaced by Microsoft services. So for example, if you use Google Maps, so it will be corresponding to Microsoft Bing, and etc., etc. Of course, so technically it's a Astoria SDK that is downloadable, and it's some tools for Eclipse, for example. When you convert project to Astoria with using of Astoria SDK, you will have additional Java code that is implementation of some Windows API that you might use for your projects. It, you can use it for adding leaf tiles, some push notifications, and other APIs. It's a very good story, but the status of this project, it was changed not so long. It was dropped by Microsoft. So what's the reason of such decision? I did not find a very precise explanation, but some rumor says that you have a lot of work should done for iOS bridges, for Android bridges, and almost all businesses have have both applications, and for iOS and for Android. So if they want to move the applications, they don't need to have a source code of two platforms. So if they have an iOS bridge, they can take an iOS code and move it to Windows platform. I don't know if it's the real explanation, but anyway, the bridge that was provided to community was dropped. So it's not good news, but let's move forward and see how project Islandwood works for iOS. So Islandwood is an open source project that provides ability to move Objective-C code to Windows platform. So if you have a source code written in Objective-C, you just export it to Visual Studio and continue to write Objective-C code in Visual Studio. So it's totally different approach compared to Android, for example. So what the main options? So you import Xcode projects into Visual Studio. You should make some minimum changes to your code to make it working on Windows platform. You can change it and write some Objective-C code into Visual Studio. You can add support of Windows APIs, Cortana, leaf tiles, push notifications, and use any additional APIs that is present in Windows. So how it's technically organized? So first of all, you should download the Windows Bridge for iOS SDK. It's set of binaries and some tools that allows you to work with Xcode code. Then you should install Objective-C syntax highlighting. It's a Windows Studio extension that integrates into Visual Studio and allows you to highlight the code and see the syntaxes and IntelliSense. So the next one is you should locate your Xcode project and run VC importer tool in the console, which creates the new Visual Studio project. And this is profit. You start make some changes and make some great stuff. Okay, so it's also looking very good, but what's in the reality? In reality, we saw that iOS Bridge is already published in August 2015. It's updated friendly. And now you can go to the GitHub and see the source code, the pushes, and you also can contribute to this project. Initially, this project was targeting to game developers because, I don't know, maybe because a lot of, because the expensive part of development is a game development, and it's maybe a normal situation when you port and target game to game developers. But anyway, you also can transfer and migrate your iOS projects business logic to Windows platform. Of course, not all is good as it's saying in documentation. You can find some blog posts, you can find some discussions on Reddit, and you can see a lack of APIs that are not moved to Windows platform. So some parts already moved, but some not. Not far along, maybe 1 week ago, they just added support not just for Win32 applications. So it's so I don't know if you can consider to use this tool for now, but it's for now open. For now, it's some work is going on, and you can contribute and see some results. Okay, so next project that I want, next bridge that I want to speak about is a project Centennial. As you know, a very big number of classic applications were built during last years, last maybe two decades. So, so I think it's Microsoft says it's about 16 million classic apps that was built, and a lot of people don't know how to. Maybe they don't have source code. Maybe they don't consider to update it to Windows platform. So Project Centennial will help them to move forward, to move fast. So this tool will not change anything in the code. So it's some packaging and deployment tools that will allow you to pack this application and to make compatible with unified Windows platform. For example, so how the process in general looks like. So you take the .exe or MSI file, it's analyze the content of this file to find some references, maybe to register, maybe to some content, etc., and replaces the connections to the register with some local equivalent. For example, if we have some values that should be stored in register, it will be stored locally in JSON or XML file, and somehow to understand that it should take this information locally, not from the register, because when you publish this application to Windows Store, you will not have the access to the core of Windows, and this is understandable. So when the migration process ended, you will have an appapx file which will be generated, and of course you will be able to change some leaf tiles, some meta information, so some information that are needed to working in Windows Store. So as for now, the status is not very clear. Microsoft says that it will be released soon. They will extend some partnership with chosen developers, but there is no some public tools which we can download, install, and to work with. But I think it will be after build. Okay, so the next bridge will be interesting for web developers, because it's all about web development. It's a hosted web apps. I think this bridge was released the first one, so it's already available. So the main idea is that you might have some website which is built, which is available, and is accessible through the web. But it's not the Windows application. Sometimes you may see that you might have applications that was built for smart TV, or maybe they are with responsive design, or maybe it's a light version of your big website. So there are a lot of cases when this instrument can be used. Okay, so you just create a new applications, new application. You just say, I want to make a new application based on my website. You should type your your website address, and that's all. So you will have a working applications that will be compatible with Universal Platform, and it's a minimum effort that you should make. Okay, when you create your application, you also have all possibilities of extended functionality. You can integrate it with Cortana, you can create some in-app purchasing, you can add some paid options, and this stuff is doing but by WinJS. So WinJS, it's a JavaScript implementation of Windows APIs. It's open sourced. You also can find it on the web. So I don't know how to see. So this is the part of project manifest. So you should say that your start page is flightarcad.com. Also, you should add some rules. For example, at least you should add one starting web page to say that it should be included and Windows Runtime Access all. This means that this web page can have access to Windows APIs. How it looks like in the code? So, for example, it's JavaScript. It's a part of WinJS. So you have a update title, and first of all, you should check if this website accessible through web page, through the web, or through the Windows application. This done with if type of Windows not equal undefined, and this will mean that your application is working through the unified through the Windows application. If this website will be accessible through web, it will get you null, and this code will be unreachable. So I think it's understandable. And here you can find if you build some applications for Windows, you can see that it's very that the syntaxes and the code is very familiar. How we change our leaf tiles, how we interact with them. So it's a tile notification. So, but the main difference is that is working through the JavaScript, not the C sharp. As we like. The second example is camera capture. So the same here, if type of Windows not equal undefined, then we create some media capture, camera capture UI, we create, we show the capture file async, and do some something with the picture. So it's very clear. Personally, me not very good, don't very like JavaScript, but if you have already built a website, you can create a Windows application very quick and sell it in the Windows store. So what's the status? The status is very clear. It's already shipped with Windows 10 SDK in July, and you can use it now. So I think it's the single bridge that is already shipped and is working, and you can use it with no limitations. Okay, the next one is also a good instrument, very interesting instrument. It's not official Microsoft tool because the project called MobilizeNet, it's a partner with Microsoft. They collaborate with Microsoft and create a tool that can migrate your Windows Phone Silverlight applications to unified Windows platform. So if you have old applications, if you build some Windows Phone applications, you might you know that it was two significant changes in APIs when we move from Windows Phone 7 to Windows 8.1, and then from 8.1 to 10. So if you start building your applications in Windows Phone 8.1, so you can't migrate with this instrument. So you can migrate only if you have a Silverlight applications. It's 7.x till 8.1 that was converted from the previous versions. So what Mobilize Net allows you to do? So you can convert your Windows Silverlight phone project. They say that we'll earn for 1/3 of your time and 1/3 of your normal cost. 80% of apps can be converted up to 80 source code. So it's not, it will not working from the scratch. So you will have some apps that might not be working on new platform, but most of the app, they say that they moved. So there is a tool that allows you to map old APIs to the new one. I will show, and it supports open source accessibility models, so you can also contribute some code, and it will be included to next versions. Okay, so so what we can convert? First of all, there is a difference between project manifest files in Silverlight projects in Windows Phone 8.1 and Windows 10 applications. For example, in Windows 10 we have a JSON, yes, and later we have XML-based manifest. So the tool will automatically convert your old manifest and project to the new one. So the second one is API changes. So it's the most important thing, because a lot of changes were done, and so first of all, the changes of namespaces. The second one is the changes of names, of events, of properties, etc. Okay, so how it's going? So for example, we have a Microsoft Phone Controls pivot, and we have a property tab and event mouse move, which was renamed to tappet and power move respectively. So how we can make this mapping? I will show here. So we just defined that we want to move Microsoft Phone Controls pivot. We have a member name mouse move, and the new name is point moved. Here is member name tab and rename new name tab. So this is XML-based syntaxes that allows you to map old APIs to the new one. The same thing is about namespaces. So you just say this is the old namespace, this is the new one. And if you go to the source code, you will see just one file that a set of namespace rename it. I think it's 20 or 30, not so long. But if you will look about, if you look to changes of APIs, you will see a lot of files, a lot of mappings. And for now, team say that convert about 700 APIs, and 500 APIs will be released very soon. So this 1,200 APIs will allow you to move up to 18% of code. So we trying to use this tool inside our company, and I think it's about, so some code was translated, some code is not. So you should do it manually. The second, the third thing is XAML changes. So of course we have a new markup language, not markup language, but new markup. The same mapping mechanism is used for mapping XAML code, old XAML code to new one. So also you can use in the same way. Also a very important change was introduced in later versions of Windows, and it's a async and await APIs. So so later in Silverlight, so in later versions we have all APIs async, and this is the problem because you can't just mark your syntaxes async, because you should make async all the call stack of all the functions. As declared, so these changes also exist in MobileIceNet tool, so you can not just the convert one-to-one, but they analyze your code and to make the changes through the all call stack and make it async and wait. In this mapping mechanism, you also could mark method as async. So this is also very important. And accessibility. I think it's also a very good point, a good example of collaboration between Microsoft company and some community, because community can contribute to this project. So community can add some new mappings to see maybe some bugs or etc. And this is very easy. You just So you can just send the new XMLs that will be included to the package. So what's the status? The status is very simple. It's already available for the developers. It's a UVD Touch preview. You also can download on GitHub conversion mappings. So it's just a set of XMLs with mappings, and you can contribute and use it in your projects, of course. I prepared some references which are related to this project, so you can see all the status, you can see some articles, blog posts about these changes. I have 5 minutes. I want to show you some demo. I will show the demo about how to create a hosted web applications, so it's the quickest one. Okay, so we're starting with a new project. Inside a JavaScript, we should select the universal app. so we just select the JavaScript universal apps blank application. It as a startup page, as a startup project. So we have here a CSS images default, HTML, some I will remove default HTML. I will go to the properties. I think I select not the right type of So in new Visual Studio we have a lot of new templates, so it's sometimes not easy to understand what's the right. Okay, so I will delete our default HTML. I will set the startup page. I don't know. And here you can see the content URIs, which I said we should set some rules. For example, just at the page include include what's the, start page must so the main idea was to create a JavaScript project with for the Windows to set a startup page. It can be Microsoft.com, Delray.com, and any website you have, and set at least one URL in the content URI, and set it include and allow access all. This is all you should done. This is all you should do for the first check. And then you can just build the applications and you will have the native Windows applications with the website inside your app. So this is, was the idea. I don't know what is happening because it's not responsible. So this is all I want to say today. I thank you that you came to my presentation. And I hope you will enjoy this event and stay in Braga. Thank you.